When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So you've just sold your Apple Watch and I'm thinking of getting one because I thought, like,
I should have just given you mine.
I know, I did, but to be honest, I'm really undecided because basically I said to Charlie the other day, I was like, would it be a good idea for us both to get Apple Watches when we have a child? Because, like, I don't think our phones are going to be in our hands as much as they used to be. Can you ring people on Apple Watches? Like, say if you have your AirPods in.
Yeah, you can.
You can, okay.
Yeah, but
that's quite positive.
Yeah, it's good. But when I take mine out, if I didn't have my phone on me, then I wouldn't get, like, the texts and stuff through. So I don't think I could actually call with it if I was out and about. The only thing I didn't like about Apple Watches is, like, because they set you, like, these rings. You have to, like, complete the rings every day. And if there was a day where I didn't complete it, it kind of made you feel a bit shit because you're like, oh, I haven't done it. So, and it was like,
What's a ring?
Like, it's like you've got to complete like 30 minutes of exercise, 8 hours of standing up, calories burnt. So it was like, it's all these targets, which is good. But then like some days it's just like not possible. And then you'd be like, ugh. So.
Did you set them yourself though? Like, because I could literally set myself 5 minutes a day.
Yeah, but that was like the minimum.
Oh, right.
Can't set it any lower, annoyingly.
Okay, so yeah, maybe an Apple Watch isn't for me. I've been thinking lately about something that can be more convenient where I can like just be on my phone. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It is quite handy if you're like, don't have your phone, then like a message would pop up because you can be like, is that urgent or not? And then you can ignore it.
Oh, but then you can't even reply though. So it's just like annoying seeing your message and you can't reply to it. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe they're not actually worth it. Maybe the new ones are better though. Maybe there's like
new
features on the new ones.
You should look into them.
Yeah, but they're like, 300-400 quid.
Are they?
Maybe more. I don't know. Yeah, they're expensive. Christ. We have way more things to be saving for. My list is just absolutely outrageous. Anyway, should we say hello? Should we welcome people back? Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back.
Oh, we're just talking about
life admin.
Yeah, life admin, but the mundane stuff of life.
Yeah.
Is that what you'd call it?
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, Tiff's just convinced me not to buy an Apple Watch. Unless someone wants to give me an Apple Watch, I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah.
How are you anyway? How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was nice. We went to this like spa, which was lovely.
Oh yeah, where was that?
Don't know where it was. It was like 2 hours from here. But I think it was on the border. Cameron told me it was on the border of Belgium and Germany, but then I don't actually know if he's right or not. So it was 2 hours away from here, but it was really nice. And it was dog friendly, which was handy. I was thinking yesterday, because we had a massage, but we only had a 25-minute massage because the spa was like fully booked. And literally, I hate when you're getting a massage and then they put the towel over you and you're like, no, it's ending. It went so quickly.
Oh.
Do you like getting massages?
Yeah, I do.
Some people hate it.
Yeah, Charlie doesn't actually like getting massages. I really do. He actually... I'm trying to get him into a bit of a routine at the moment of doing it every day for me. Now it's only been 2 days, but like he has done it because like I basically keep saying like, oh, it's meant to be like a thing that like all husbands do for their wives while they're pregnant. And he's like, okay. And like, he's been working so much at the moment. I'm like, can you not just at least give me like a little bit of your time in the evening? So I think he's kind of feeling bad because he's working, but like he shouldn't feel bad because he's working.
What, just like back to back meetings and stuff?
Yeah, literally, like we were making a list the other day of all the stuff we need and we're like, oh my god, I literally was like, I think I'm gonna have a nervous breakdown. I was like, I don't know how I can afford it all. Like, I don't know where the money's coming from. He's like, Nicola, it's fine, we'll be fine.
Like, stuff for the house or like stuff for the baby?
No, I mean, I haven't even thought about the baby. Stuff for the house. Literally stuff for the house. I'm like,
stuff
oh my god.
So expensive. It's... I'm trying not to think about it. I've got this huge fucking renovation that, like, I don't know where the money's coming from for that, but it'll figure out. I'm just like, ignorance is bliss at this moment. Like, God.
To say that for now.
To be fair, you can find like good deals. It takes a lot of time. You have to like look for things and get loads of like price quotes. Like, at the moment, I'm getting loads of quotes from like different people, and it's like annoying because you want to just find someone and book it in, but then like, you need to check that you're not being ripped off or if there's someone that can do a better deal. So it all just takes a lot of time. That's what I find.
That is the thing. When like your finances are like in strain, is that a terrible way to phrase it? But like when you don't have money growing out of your arse, like you do have to do so much more research. Like
yeah.
It's not just about picking your favorite thing. Like you have to get the best bargain. You have to really do your research.
It must be hard for you in Spain as well though, because it's like you don't really know any of the like brands. Like whereas in England, you could ask people who they use, like your friends, and then 100%. You know of the brands. Whereas I'm sure in Spain, you're like, who are these people? Like I have no idea if this company's good or not. Like that's really difficult.
So true. Yeah, like that was literally me the other day, like googling furniture shops in Spain, and then I was like, listen, surely people deliver worldwide. So then I was like, maybe I will go to some places I know and look at what their worldwide shipping is like, or I don't know. Yeah, I just feel like I'm just, yeah.
I saw your note there saying I miss the postal service of the UK. I miss the postal service so much.
Oh, like I ordered something from Pull and Bear last week. It takes like 5 days to come and you're like, I really need to plan everything now. And then like when I look on Amazon, I'm like, it takes a week for like, I don't know. Yeah. I want to, you know, the way I need to clean my shoes, my New Balance shoes. It took like a week for like this product to come that one of our followers recommended. I was just like, I'm going to have to drive to the shop. Like, and then another sense, really stupid. It's just so different. Like, the convenience levels are gone.
You take it for granted massively in London. I'm driving back to London tomorrow for an event. And honestly, Cameron's written me, like, the longest list of things I need to bring back with me the next day. Like, it's honestly, like, I'm literally going back to London, coming back with a car full of stuff that we, like, can't get here or, like, don't want to have to order and wait for. So, yeah.
God, yeah. People don't realise how lucky they are in London. Like, it's mad. Wait, so do you still have a base in the UK or you're not using that base?
No, we still have the base in the UK. So we've got the flat that we rent with Cameron's brother, which is like really near the new house. And I did say to Cameron yesterday, I was like, I don't know like if it's a waste of money having that flat, because we are spending a lot more time in Belgium now. But then to be honest, it's not actually that expensive, because it is just literally renting a room with his brother in the flat. So I was like, it's just handy if we need to go back. For example, tomorrow I have to go back and it's like somewhere to stay. By the time you pay for a hotel, like it is so expensive.
It's so expensive, honestly. Yeah, it's yeah, I think it's worth it what you guys are doing. I'd say literally 2 nights at a nice hotel would equal the rent kind of thing.
Exactly. So yeah, we're just gonna keep it, but I'm just so excited for our house to be done. But yeah, I have, this is probably the longest I've spent in Belgium.
I was thinking that. I was like, you're fully like, that's why I was like, do you still have the flat? Like,
I'm looking forward to going back tomorrow, even though it's for one night, but it'll be nice to get like the London boost and like I'm gonna see Lucy, we're gonna go for dinner and just
How are you finding that, like balancing friends and like traveling? Because like I'm struggling with that. Do you feel really stressed every time you go home and like who do you see? Like,
I know. Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
It's overwhelming, yeah, and I don't know.
Yeah, and I think it's like, people still invite me to like, you know, random lunches or barbecues and things, which is so nice. But obviously it's hard to be like, I'm not just going to travel all the way back just for like a lunch. Like, I either need to come back for something work related, or I need to come back for a few days and like pack quite a few things in. But I feel like you have to be super organized. Like, I was going to see my friend next time I come back. I won't name her, but she's quite flaky. And I want to be like, please don't cancel, because this is like my one night back in London. So like, if you cancel, and then like, it'll be like too late to make other plans. But yeah, I think it is hard. You've got to be super organized.
I mean, I would say that to her. I would definitely be like, do not cancel. Yeah. It's my one night. Like, are you joking? Like, is it like, you kind of have to... That happened to me recently, actually. I was over in London for Charlie's birthday. And on the last day, I'd planned like a girls kind of like lunch thing. And I haven't seen some of them in such a long time. And like the majority of them cancelled because it just wasn't like convenient for them anymore. And I was just kind of like, I don't live there anymore. It could have taken a couple of hours to come and see me. But I mean, it is what it is. Like, I didn't say anything. But like, people just don't realise.
No, they don't. Cameron said to me the other day, actually, he was really cute. He was like, I just can't believe how supportive you're being of me. He's like, you're here in Belgium, like, for me, for my career. He was like, I just can't believe it. And I was like, that's so cute. And I was like, wait, would you not do this the other way around? He's like, no, I would. But he was like, I get bored so easily. Like, he has a really low boredom threshold. Like, he always needs to be like doing something, whereas I think I can more easily like entertain myself and like keep busy.
Yeah,
but he was like, you should just go back to London. He was like, you know, like once a week if you want to, like don't feel like you have to stay here. And I was like, but I'm not gonna just go back to London just to like be in London. Like, I want a reason to go back, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get that. That's really cute that he appreciates it and acknowledges it. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, sometimes maybe they might appreciate it and not say it. Like, and it's really nice that he's like said it to you. Like, and
so nice.
And it is such a big thing what you're doing. Like,
it is.
So I actually would have thought you would have struggled more in the sense of being able to keep yourself entertained, because I don't know, you are an active person. Like, you're way more sociable than I am. So, like, I would have thought. Actually, to be honest, I have noticed you, like, with emails. Like, I'm like, how does she reply, like, reply so quickly? I'm like, oh, my God. I go into them. I'm like, oh, blah, blah, send me an email. Because I don't get notified, right? I'm like, Tiff's obviously replied. Three fucking hours.
3 minutes
ago,
later.
Like, yeah, literally 3 minutes later. And I'm like, is there a point in me replying now? Saying, okay, cool, too.
Honestly, I have no chill. I'm like, oh my God, an email. No, I think like here, I'm so like not distracted. So I get so much work done, which is really good. Get like all my like boring stuff done. But yeah, there is like times where I'm like, oh, I'd love to just like meet a friend for a glass of wine, or I'd love to like do this or do that. See, obviously me and Cameron have each other, but you know, sometimes it's nice to have interaction with other people and like see your friends and things. So
100%.
I fully get what he means when he's like, you should go back like once a week, like see people. But I was like, I don't know, like at the moment it's so expensive because of the summer holidays, like traveling back. And also I just feel like I'm not gonna just go back to London and like, do you know what I mean? Like I kind of want something to go back for. Like tomorrow I've got a work event, and then Sunday I'm going back for my friend's baby shower. So it's like things like that, it's like definitely worth going back for. But to just go back randomly is a bit,
yeah, I do get that, and it's like, it's an expense and it's effort, and like it is stressful going back and forth as well. But I definitely will have those moments where I just want a glass of wine with someone.
Yeah.
How long will Cameron be in Belgium? Like, you won't stay in Belgium?
Yeah, he's got one more year on his contract, but then who knows, because he could get signed by another club in Belgium, or he could renew his contract at Ostend. So we really don't know. But I think what it is like, it's nice living abroad, and I think for you it's probably nicer because Marbella's probably got a lot more going on, but for us in Bruges it's very quiet. So it's like, yeah, it's a very quiet little like quaint town, which is lovely. But like, there's, it's not like when we went to Brussels on Sunday, which is more of a city, we were like, this is so nice because it feels a lot more like London, like a lot busier.
Yeah, I do get that.
Yeah, for my friend's baby shower on Sunday, I'm sure she won't mind me saying this, but I was like contemplating whether to go or not, because I was like, it's just so expensive getting back at the moment. And then I spoke to her about it, and she was like, obviously I'll be upset if you're not there because it's like a big deal, but of course you have to do what's right for you. And then in the end I was like, actually no, I'm going to go, because I was like, I don't want to not make effort for things now that I live somewhere else. Like, I still want to make the effort for people.
Fair play to you for being that way, because I feel that way in a sense as well. Like, I feel like I have to go to people, like to see people, like, but you should flip it around. Like, why can't people come see us? Do you know what I mean? I've obviously doing that now because I don't have a house, but like, for example, with you, like, you have a house there, like you have, it's your own place. Like, people can come visit you.
No, definitely.
Like, you shouldn't feel that it's that all the pressure should be on you. Like, it is up to like friends and family and stuff to make the effort back as well. Like,
100%.
I'm sure I'll expect that when I eventually actually have a house and I eventually move. I'll be like, I literally will welcome people with open arms, because it will be hard.
No, it's interesting to see how many people actually make the effort to come out. Like, I've obviously had a lot of family and friends come out, but then like certain people haven't come out yet, and it's like, I feel like everyone's so busy. You'll be like, when can you come out? But obviously they've got to give up like a couple days of their time to come out, because they're not just going to come for one day. And everyone's like, oh, well, I've got this week, and then next week I'm going here. And then it's like, it all just becomes that. So it is interesting to see who makes the effort and who is too busy.
Yeah, it's such a hard one, because you are right, from the flip side, like, people do have busy lives, and it is like, it's not just going for dinner together, it's committing to a few days.
Exactly.
But again, like, I'll know when I'm in the situation, if you get me, like how I'll feel about it, if you get me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure I'll feel just the way you do.
Yeah, I think you will. I wonder when you'll start having guests. It'll probably be like, what, the start of next year?
Yeah, well, we're not actually, well, we don't think we're going to move in until January. So I imagine February-ish. I don't know. Like, people will probably want to come out when the weather's nice, and I don't know if it's that nice in February. I'm so open to whoever wanted to visit, whenever they want to visit.
Yeah.
Like, once the house is like set up for guests and whatever else, like, I'm like, I don't, like, yeah, whenever, really. I say that now, I don't know, like, I've no idea what like my next 6 months is going to be like. I just have no idea. Like, I feel like I'm not going to see anyone though for such a long time now, because obviously I'm going back to Ireland for 4 months, and then like Spain. Like, again, it's a commitment, it's a 2.5 hour flight from London. Like,
yeah, exactly. But you will see me. I've already said to Cameron, I was like, me and Lucy are going to go over later in this year to see you. And then I was like to him, so, and then when you've got time off, we should go, me and him. Because it's so easy to get there. We can fly from Brussels direct to Dublin. So it's handy.
Yeah.
So that'd be so cute.
I'm so happy you guys can do that.
Yeah. Oh, it's so crazy that you're moving there.
It's terrifying. It's really hitting
me now.
I know,
I do. But I'm like, this is kind of a temporary situation for me. Whereas for you, it's like, Imagine if you never come back.
I know, I think this as well, but I don't, like, we could, we might not ever come back, but that's what Riley's parents essentially did.
Yeah.
But, like, I really don't know, like, there's no way I can tell right now. There's no way I could possibly tell right now. Like, in my head, I'm like, we'll come back when, like, child is old enough for school, like, proper school. Yeah. I want them to do, like, a little nursery. I keep saying them as if I'm carrying twins. I'm them. I want them to do nursery. I mean, I love how I'm saying them as if there might be another one involved. I think when the time comes when Charlie wants a second child, we're getting a dog, because... it's not my thought process right now. It's actually mental.
People being judgmental about that.
So judgmental. And it, you know what? It's from people. So people are judgmental, first of all, if you don't enjoy pregnancy. And it's like from people that haven't had kids, or, you know, kids like 20 years ago or something like that. And then they're judgmental. This happened to me the other day. And it was like men being judgmental, being like, I don't understand why you wouldn't have more than one kid. Like, it's the most selfless act you could ever do. And I'm like, you try hold a child and push it out of your vagina. I was so annoyed. I wasn't saying anything. Like, I was just like, yeah. It's like, I guess, like, I was just like trying not to be confrontational, because, like, people really judge you. They judge you
for
feeling like this way.
And I think it's really, like, good and, like, brave of you to be honest and be like, yeah, I'm not actually enjoying pregnancy that much. And also to be like, I don't know if I will have another child. Like, not everyone needs to love pregnancy, have like two children and like tick those boxes and like everyone be the same. Like, everyone's different. Some people don't want kids, some people don't want to get married. Like, everyone is completely different. I just think it's so judgmental of people to be like, I can't believe you wouldn't have another child or something.
I know, it's like, let me have the first one first. Like, let's get one out of the way and let's just see. Like,
that's the thing I can't deal with. People, the questions, it's like,
yeah,
when are you getting married? And now I'm married, it'll be like, well, I've already had it. When are you having a baby? And then for you, it'll be like, when are you having your next baby? It's like, God, just back off with the bloody questions.
It's so invasive. I just find it rude. I find it so rude. Like,
so rude.
I hope I've never been like that.
I know, me either. I think I'm definitely not like that now. Maybe I was back in the day, but a month after getting married, me and Cameron went to this sushi place in London, and I wasn't drinking because I was driving. And the owner of the restaurant came over to me and was like, you're drinking a non-alcoholic cocktail. Are you pregnant?
That is outrageous.
And I was like, no. I was like, I'm driving. And he was like, oh. And he's like, sorry, my wife's pregnant, so it's like on my mind at the moment. And then he walked off, and then he came back. He's like, I'm so sorry. I just realized like how rude that is. And I was like, no, don't worry. But I said to Cameron, I was like, imagine if I had been like trying for like years and it hadn't happened. And then he was asked, that's like really triggering. I just sat in shock.
I
was
like,
and imagine if I was pregnant, then I'd be like, no, yes, no. Like
I think it's rude enough when like friends and family say that, but for someone in a restaurant to say that, like, that is just like a whole nother level.
Detective work as well. I was like, I'm just having a non-alcoholic cocktail. Bloody hell.
People love being detectives. It happened with me. Like, obviously when I wasn't able to tell anyone I was pregnant, like, people go above and beyond to find out if people are pregnant. And it's like, chill out, like, leave the person alone.
But I don't understand that. Like, why are you trying to like suss someone out? Because obviously they're in such a difficult position where they can't tell you until it's safe to tell you. So why are you going to put someone in that position and try and like be like, are you, aren't you? Like, they'll tell you if they are when they're ready.
So true.
I've already had like so many people be like, are you pregnant, or are you going to have a baby? And I'm like, I've literally been married for 2 months. Like, the pressure is mental.
Do you know what's really bad as well about that situation? Like, if they know what's happened to you, like, how dare they?
Exactly.
Like, honestly, how dare they say that?
I know, it makes me really mad.
Yeah, that really annoys me.
I know, because it's like, not my family, but other people, and it's like close to me. And I'm just like, you know what happened last year. You know that it's probably like, I'm not ready right now to even start trying, because naturally I'm going to be scared that would happen again. So I just feel like people need to not do that.
Exactly. No, I think it's really unfair. Like, I can't believe people say that to you. Like, people listen to the podcast, people follow you. You said it on your Instagram. You have nearly 500,000 followers. Like, people that know what happened, so they shouldn't be asking you those questions.
No, and I just don't think anyone should be asking anyone, regardless. Like, it's just, and why, as soon as you get married, do you have to, like, have a baby straight away? Like, why can't you just enjoy being married for a bit?
So true. Like, I know some people that have been married like over a year, maybe 2 years now, and the thought has crossed my mind, I wonder if they're going to have kids, I wonder if they're trying and they're not able to have kids. But like, leave people to it. Maybe it's just not, like, just because they get married doesn't mean straight into kids. They just wanted to marry each other. Like, that's just what they wanted. Like,
exactly.
Enjoy it.
Like, realistically, Cameron's 27, I'm 28. That's quite, you know, not young to get married, but like, we've still got a lot of time on our hands, so why would we have to straight away start having to like have kids?
I agree.
My friend Steph, actually, I love that she got married last year. She's just gone to Mykonos to celebrate her 1 year anniversary. And like, they're not even thinking about kids or anything. And I was like, it's so nice that she's like, no, like, we're not ready for that. And like, we're going to enjoy being married. And it's just, yeah,
I love that. Great. I mean, good for them, and good for them. They're like unashamed of it. Like, no one should feel ashamed. Like, that they don't want kids, that they don't want to get married, that they're not trying yet, that, like, they don't want more than one, like, whatever. Like, everyone, just do them.
Exactly.
Anyway, rant over.
We should read out the grossest things that were witnessed on the public transport. Not gonna lie, when I was writing these down, I actually gagged.
Oh, okay. I wonder, are they worse than what I saw? Oh my God, I'm so excited to see.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yes, the first one is quite gross, not too bad. Man was wearing a mask, took it down, sneezed, and then put it back on. That is gross.
That is gross. I hate germs. I hate people.
When I'm in public and I need to sneeze, I, like, do an internal sneeze. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you hold it in, yeah. Next one, speaking of noses, someone picking their nose and wiping it on the seat. It's just so disgusting. I hate that. I'm not doing public transport again. I'm done. That's the end of it. It's disgusting.
You're going to get hate for that.
I don't care.
Okay, next one. A girl picking the dirt from under her nails with a pen and then sniffing it. Oh, that makes me gag, honestly.
What is wrong with people? That's weird. And, like, if you're going to be weird, do it in private.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Okay, someone dropped a sandwich on the floor on the tube and then picked it up and ate it. Oh, God. I actually will pray for these people. I will. There's something wrong with you all.
It's not okay.
Jesus Christ.
2 second rule, but seriously, not on a tube.
No, I won't even do it at home, even if, like, we've cleaned the house. I don't know. I'm a weirdo.
Well, if you dropped something at home, you wouldn't eat it. Pick up and eat it.
No, I honestly wouldn't. Like,
I guess it depends what it is, but yeah, I know what you mean.
And also, like, you have a dog, so, like, if you, and, like, the people's shoes, like, even if you just mop the floor.
Ugh. Like, yeah. No, it's gross.
It's not for me. What's this tips about drinking more water? Did you ask? Oh, you put it on the Instagram, didn't you?
Yeah.
I saw that.
Because I need help. I've actually got a water bottle right next to me, which is 1 litre, and I've drank about a centimetre of it. Down a litre as soon as you wake up. I don't know if that's good for you.
So suppose you're actually meant to spread out how much water you drink. But when I'm in Spain, I do tend to do that. I wake up and I feel so dehydrated that I don't know if it's a litre, but I down a lot of water. I always have a bottle of water beside my bed.
Okay, I need to do that because I don't do that. That's really bad. This one I thought was good. A jug of water with cucumber, mint and lemon cut up into it. Because at the spa we went to, they had this really nice, like, sort of, what are they called? Like, kilner jar with, like, lots of fruit in it. And it actually made me drink a lot more water because it tasted so nice.
You should do that, definitely, yeah.
Just, like, making that effort to, like, remind yourself. Because I could easily go, like, half a day and be like, oh my God, I've not drank any water.
Yeah, and,
so
and it keeps us young. I was telling my mum that the other day. And she's so cute. So they're away at the moment. And she's like, Nicola, is sparkling water just as good as still water? I was like, all the same, mum. Don't worry. Once you're getting your water into you, I was like, what I tend to do is I have my sparkling water at my dinners and stuff, and then I'll have my still water throughout the day. She's like, okay, I'm nearly finished this bottle of sparkling. I'm going to buy some still. So I'm delighted that she's like,
oh, she's so cute. Yeah, because someone told me that sparkling wasn't the same, but I'm quite good at drinking sparkling. So I was like,
I wonder why. Like, I wonder why. Like, I wonder, like,
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't know. Ooh, tips for spicing up the sex life. I love how I've done nothing on Instagram this week. So this is all Tiff. So obviously you did a Q&A, did you?
Yes, I did, like, lots of question boxes. They were all right. They weren't that great. There was a jar with ideas in positions and pick one whenever.
I have seen some games like that. But I always think it's fun to, like, do new things, like, in the bedroom and whatnot.
Yeah, like new positions, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know, like, why not? But, like, it might be for people that, like, struggle to kind of, like, suggest new ideas or, like, try new ideas in the bedroom. Like, it could be a way of, like, having a glass of wine together and just, like, getting giddy and, like, I don't know, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Like, playing a game is quite fun. Mm. Someone else wrote, recently started making more time for sex and got some toys. I think that's true because I think it's easy for people to get, like, really caught up in their own lives and then not even think about it. Or, you know, sometimes you do need to actually put the effort in and make time for it. Otherwise, you can be like, oh, I'm too busy, I'm too tired, I'm too stressed. And
so true.
It just goes out the window.
Yeah, I mean, that happens all the time. Like, that is life. Like, I have this fear as well after giving birth that, like, I'll be so scared because of what's happened that I'll be afraid to...
Well, I think you have to wait a few weeks, don't you?
Yeah, no, you have to wait, but I just hope that, like, you know, not too much damage is done and, like, all that kind of
thing. Yeah, exactly. I just always remember this scene from Desperate Housewives where Lynette was like to her husband, did you watch Desperate Housewives?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, we haven't had sex in 10 days. The longest we've ever gone is 9. And I was like, I just always remember that scene. It's so funny.
I don't remember that scene, but that's like people... so bad to do, if that makes sense. That will make people feel like really bad in the relationship because like that's normal. I feel like that's normal. No?
I know. I remember once like back in the day with an ex and I was sitting on the train with like a few friends and they were talking about a couple that they knew and they were like, don't you have sex once a week? And then they were like, oh my God, that's awful. And at the time, I was only having sex like once a week with my boyfriend at the time. And I was like, oh God. I was like, it is awful, isn't it?
Like every relationship was so different. I can imagine how you felt right now. But like, I've been there exactly. As well. Like it goes up and down constantly. Like
it really does.
You also can't compare yourself to each other. And like also being, you were quite young then, right? You were early 20s.
Well, I was with someone who had no sex drive. So
yeah, I remember that person very well.
What's an MINMI?
Oh, NMI. I hope I'm saying that right. It's basically a Spanish... Oh, God. It's like a residency card, but it's not a residency card. It's like something you need, basically, in Spain to, like, be able to set up your phone. Like, if you want to buy anything, basically, I think you need an NMI. I'm probably explaining that so badly right now.
If you want to buy anything?
Yeah, because you...
Like, as in, like, take out an, like a...
No, like, if you want to set up a bank account.
What
so, basically, you need...
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, if you want to set up a bank account, if you want to have a phone, if you want to have, I don't know, insurance, like, you need need this card. And I got one really quickly, which was really helpful. So, like...
That's so good.
Moving in the right direction. I'm also doing Duolingo.
I saw that.
It's the most basic Spanish ever. But you do learn.
No, that's so good. I'm so impressed. Like, honestly, I've not learned anything.
Yeah, well, do you need to
learn? But I feel like Spanish is something I'd be more inclined to. We did a yoga class yesterday at the spa, and the woman taught it in Dutch, the whole class in Dutch, which was interesting. And then at the end, she was like, so you don't speak any Dutch? And we were like, no. And she's like, so you're just lazy. And I was like, yeah, I guess. Everyone speaks English here.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, also, once we leave here, I'm never going to speak Dutch again in my life. Whereas when you leave Spain, you would use it in other places.
100%. Like so many of Charlie's family members speak Spanish. Yeah, you're fine. You don't need to learn Dutch. Oh, so yeah, I got my little residency card. It's not a residency card. It's something. People might know what I'm talking about. So yeah, that's a little
something
update.
Something you need.
Yeah.
Are you going to get a car then in Spain?
Yeah, we are definitely. We're going to get one. I don't know when we're going to get one. Charlie was saying the other day, I need to start like looking at cars.
Car's definitely a priority, like
100%.
Will you share one?
Yeah, we'll definitely share one to begin with. Yeah, like even right now, like we're in Charlie's mom's house and she's away for the week, and luckily we've borrowed his dad's car, but like you need that freedom. Like last week when I didn't have a car, like I just, but then again, the other thing is like I don't even feel comfortable to really drive to the shops myself, even though I can drive. I don't know, because I don't know the area. And
you're driving on the other side of the road.
Yeah, which I honestly, it's fine. I actually don't mind whatsoever. Like the driving thing is fine on the other side of the road. Like I've done it loads of times, but it's just not really knowing your bearings. And like also then when you're driving someone else's car, you're like extra nervous that something will crash or something will go wrong, or like I don't know. If it was my own car, I don't think I'd give it shit, to be honest. But
no, exactly,
just that, like
we share this car. As I told you, we got the Tesla and we share it, but obviously he uses it every day to go into training, so I essentially don't really have a car. So I'm like, it is annoying because I'm like, we have a car, but when he's at training and I want to like go somewhere, I mean, we live right in the center, so it's easy to like nip out to shops, but like there is quite a few things that I would want to go to that I'm like, I can't get there, and it is annoying.
Yeah, it's the freedom. Yeah. Would you ever consider just dropping him and then taking the car for the day and then like collecting him?
I know I could, but it's like 25 minutes to training. So I'd have to drive 25 minutes there, 25 minutes back, and then go pick him up later.
Yeah, two cars would be helpful, but there's no point you guys getting two cars. I feel like, is there?
No, there really isn't.
Unless you're there really for isn't. Like, say if he signs a contract for like another 3 years, maybe then you should have a car.
Yeah, exactly. Give us some pregnancy updates now.
Okay, pregnancy update. I thought I had like basically a couple of weeks to go, and Charlie informed me that is certainly not the case. Nicola, you're just basically halfway through. I'm more than halfway through, but like I was like, no.
What? No,
I'm not as far along as I thought I was. I was convinced I was further along. I was like, home stretch, and it's like, no, you're actually not, Nicola. I'm not. We can talk about dates afterwards, but I'm not. I just don't know where it's going to go. Like, I don't know how the skin is physically able to stretch as far as it's going to stretch. It just sounds like a disaster waiting to happen. But anyway, hopefully I'll be fine.
Do you like look at yourself in the mirror every day?
Well, I try to avoid it, to be honest. Listen, I praise the women that look at themselves and like, oh, this is so beautiful. I love the fact that, like, you know, the child is healthy and everything's going well.
Do you think you'll do one of those like naked pregnancy shoots right at the end?
I really don't think so. I don't like how I look. So, like, I know I'm still small. Like, my little arms are still there. My little legs are still there. Like, I'm lucky I'm not... Like, I haven't ballooned, although I'm not puffy, at the end. So, yeah. So, I might do a shoot for private use, but, like, I just can't imagine myself posting anything naked like that. But you never know. Maybe I'll change my mind.
You never know.
Yeah. So, yeah, no major symptoms. I have a little pregnancy update list. No major symptoms, just usual sleep, back pain. I don't understand people that overeat when they're pregnant because... You can't, like, it's so uncomfortable. Like, it's just not...
Not worth it.
It's not worth it at all. Like, when I do, your back is just... I can't imagine myself, like, I mean, I have done it, like, I've had pizzas, I've had Domino's, like, I've had loads of different things. There are other pizza companies available. But I've had loads of stuff, but, like, it's just never worth it. Never worth it. Eating healthy is the only thing that's enjoyable.
Definitely.
I forgot to do my research on this, but I have this thing called O rhesus negative. It's my blood type, and the baby is positive. So 15% of women have a negative blood type, and basically if your baby has the opposite blood type, as far as I know, you have to get this thing called an anti-D injection between 28 and 30 weeks. I'm getting that. I suppose it's just like quite like, you just have to be extra careful. Like, they've really drilled into my head, if I have any type of bump, that like I basically need to go to hospital straight away. Like, even if I don't feel like something terrible has happened, like if I have a bump and it's like it hurt me, like say a child kicks me in the belly, or like a dog jumps up on me, or like, you know, jamming the brakes and the bump hits the steering wheel, like you have to literally go straight to hospital, which is nuts.
Why?
Supposedly, I think the baby is just more fragile. I don't know the exact details. Right, I was meant to do this before I spoke about it on the podcast, but I haven't actually found out. It's just way more fragile, and it's like, it's just more prone to things going wrong, and you're just, yeah, you're more at risk. So I was like, great.
I mean, I guess it's good you know, and you're not like unaware of this. Does it mean that the baby's got the same blood type as Charlie?
No, we don't actually know his blood type, but no, I don't. I don't know.
God.
I don't know how blood types work.
I think I've got a really rare blood type.
Do you? I think O negative is like a rare one, I think, as well. I'm not sure. But yeah, I've only found out all this recently. And then he stupidly, when I told him, he was like, he Googled it. You shouldn't Google these things. He Googled it. He's like, I'm really worried. He's like, we need to get this injection immediately. He's like, because we could have a stillbirth, or we could have this, this, and the other. I was like, why are you telling me these things? I was like, stop Googling. I was like, keep these things to yourself. Like, I was like, I don't need, like... I don't need to know these things. Everything will be fine.
Googling is just the worst.
Yeah, so
Googling
silly.
For everything. It's like, well, I had this one time when this happened and this person died. And you're like, oh my God. Like, yeah. It freaks me out whenever I Google anything.
No, it's just not worth it, like, at all. Yeah, and I'm also anemic as well, which is very annoying. The doctor just told me the other day, so I have an iron deficiency. And these all things that aren't, like, they're fine. They're, like, I think quite common and stuff. But, like, just because I think the baby's a little bit more fragile now, we just need to get on top of it all.
How does he know you're anemic? Is that from your blood?
Yeah, they took my blood and they never called me. So I was basically just calling them, I think, about something else. And I had, like, literally a 45-minute conversation with my midwife. She's like, oh, did you get your bloods back? Do you know you have a low iron count? I was like, what? No. What? She's like, yeah, you're anemic. She was like, so you really need to start getting iron tablets. And the funny thing is, I'm taking iron at the moment in my prenatal tablets. So I was like, how is that not enough? It must not be enough, because like I think you can have an early birth if you're anemic as well. I'm not sure. I have to look at the facts.
What can you do? You just need to take like more supplements or something.
More supplements, or just more better food. Like, I need to incorporate iron more into my diet. But they say like red meat's the main thing, and like I don't really eat red meat. Like,
no.
It just means eating a lot more veg than you could eat like a chunk of red meat. Yeah. I just don't love red meat.
God, it's all so like complex, isn't it?
Oh, it's never ending. Anyway, enough of that.
I've just realised the time.
Oh, sorry, the time. Shit.
I know. Where's the time gone?
Before you have to go, let's do a quick dilemma.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Let's try and do two if we have time.
Oh, we have to. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Hopefully we have time. Okay. As always, before we get into the dilemmas, you know, we're not professionals. We don't know what we're talking about. Etc. We're tight on time, so we're going to get straight into them.
Dilemma one. I also have a dilemma and would love some advice. I've been with my partner for nearly 20 years and I've gotten so well with his family and still do for the most part. But I've changed so much and have stopped accepting anything that makes me feel like it's having a negative impact on my nervous system. This has definitely made me happier overall, but I'm now very conscious of people that have been gaslighting or treating me badly. I've learned to distance myself from a few people. But how would you deal with a family member who continues to put you down, says they're joking when you stand up for yourself, and then parts of the situation offers me needing to relax. I feel I'm going to snap if this continues. I just don't know how to manage it. Any advice? Much appreciated. Thank you.
This sounds really similar to a previous dilemma we've had.
Yeah.
My first thought was, like, you need to talk to your partner. Like, have you spoke to your partner? He should be, if it's his family, for example, like, he should be able to say, listen, can you please stop talking to her like that? Like, why are you putting her down? Like,
yeah, exactly. I think it's hard though, isn't it? I feel like the partners always get, like, really awkward and, like, don't want to upset someone and then don't want to be in the middle. So I almost feel like, yeah, say something to your partner, and then if they don't do anything about it, I would just say it to them next time. And just be like, do you mind... I would
almost try to embarrass them. I like, and that's not me being like my jokey, silly self. Like, I would actually be like, why do you get pleasure out of putting me down? Like, embarrass them in front of people.
Yeah.
Because it's really mean. Like, it's a shame that the partner won't get involved though, to be honest, because I don't know. I just feel like if it's coming from his side of the family, like, and it really is affecting you and it's been going on for a long, long, long time, like, it's not really fair. It'd be nice if the partner could say something.
Exactly. Oh, you could just completely, like, stop hanging out with them because...
Yeah.
Until they, like, realise and then be like, I just, like, don't really want to see you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Stop hanging out with them. And, like, also, if your partner's then saying, oh, you have to come, like, well, then be like, well, then can you please say something, because I don't enjoy it. Like, it's making me feel awful about myself. Like, I obviously want a better relationship with your family and I want to come, but, like, it's in your hands to say something. And if you don't want to say something, I'm going to say something, and you should be okay with that kind of thing, and then see what happens from there.
Definitely.
Okay, next dilemma. Hi, Tiff and Nicola. I'm a couple of weeks behind on the podcast as I decided to listen from the start recently, but I have a disastrous dating story. I met this guy on Tinder. He asked to meet up. He wasn't my usual type, but I decided I had nothing to lose, so arranged to meet him for drinks, followed by the cinema. I arrived at the bar early, so he would have to approach me first. As I walked into the bar, stood in front of me was my ex fling with his new partner. As you can imagine, this didn't start my night well. Anyhow, the guy arrived.
Oh no.
He was so shy and socially awkward, and I quickly realised we had nothing in common. I tried to make conversation. I had recently been skiing and planned to go to Ibiza during the summer. He told me skiing was his worst nightmare and that he had never ventured into a club and never would. He also stated that he never went on holiday as he would be missed too much by his work. To top that off, he then told me he didn't like dogs and how many calories were in bread. Wow, this is an intense date.
Oh my God, run away. He doesn't like dogs.
Anyway, during our awkward drinks, my ex walked past me 3 times to use the toilet. Each time we were making eye contact. We left the bar and went to the cinema. We ended up watching The Meg, which I had seen 2 nights previously with a friend. We were the only two in the cinema. I'm unsure what vibes he was getting, but he tried to put his hand on my leg. I was sat rigid, bolt upright and arms folded. I longed for the film to end. And when it did, as we parted ways, he awkwardly went in for a hug and full on trod on my foot. Looking back, I wish I had the confidence to say after drinks that I didn't want to go to the cinema, and we were clearly not compatible. It was the worst date of my life, and it puts me off dating, and I haven't been on one since. This was nearly 4 years ago, but it still haunts me to this day.
No.
Oh my God. Jeez, that was a lot to take in.
No, don't let it put you off.
No, don't. Oh my God. 4 years, surely you've been in a date. I haven't been in one in 4 years. Oh my God, that's so sad. Like, is it not, you're sad? Is it, like, sad to hear?
And also, I understand. I don't think you should feel, like, angry at yourself for not, after the drinks, being like, sorry, I can no longer come to the cinema. Because, like, it is so awkward to say that when he'd be like, oh, okay, like, you know, you're not compatible, but all you have to do is, like, sit there, watch a film, never see them again. But... yeah, don't let it put you off. God, you need to go on a date right now. 4 years is too long to, like, let this haunt you.
You should see this as a funny thing. Like, you should see this as, like, a story to tell. Like, this is actually, if you see the funny side of it, absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
The poor guy, like, you're obviously just so different by the sounds of things as well. And maybe there will be a lovely woman for him, but you are certainly not her. I'll get back in the dating scene.
Use it as a funny story. Yeah. Like, it is quite funny. And he obviously is not compatible with you, but it's not, like, something that should haunt you, I don't think. I mean, he sounds interesting.
He does sound interesting. Interesting character. But I mean, each to their own.
I thought she was going to say something like about her ex.
Yes, I did. I thought they were going to like do it in the bathroom or something.
Yeah, same.
Like, yeah, unfortunately that didn't happen.
Dirty minds.
Dirty minds. I think she needs to get back out there though. But she also, when she gets back out there, she does need to be very aware that like all these dates aren't like going to be perfect. Like you're going to meet people that aren't your cup of tea, that you're incompatible with. But it's just that's, it's a way of like weeding out all the wrongins in a sense. Like that's what you need to do with dating. Like I've been on some hilarious dates in my life that like just weren't. Yeah, like and just.
Weren't the one.
Yeah, it just is what it is. To see it as like ticking, getting closer to the person that is the one by dating all the people that certainly aren't.
Yeah, that's a good way to see it.
Yeah,
definitely.
Look at me, Buddha Nicola. I don't know where I was going with that.
Buddha Nicola.
It just came to me. I'm delusional because I'm so hot. Anyway, shall we wrap it up there? Because I know you have to go.
Yes.
And as always, guys, you can message us or voice note us on whatwedontpostpodcast@gmail.com or you can DM us at whatwedontpostpodcast.
And if you are loving the podcast, make sure you're subscribed and give us a 5-star review while you're at it. Thank you.
Yeah, we love to hear from you.
And we will see you next week.
See you next week, guys.
Bye, guys.